For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we give attention to the Word of God tonight, Lord, and invite you to have your way tonight in this message, Lord, in this service. And we desire to hear things from the Word of God and to be led of the Spirit of God. And we thank you for the power and presence of the Lord here with us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Tonight we are looking at the Spirit of Truth Leads Us. The Spirit of Truth Leads Us. Praise the Lord. So firstly, let's have a look in John 15, verses 26 and 27. John 15, verses 26 and 27. And this is what the scripture says. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of Truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. So the Lord Jesus was talking about the Holy Ghost. And the name of the Holy Ghost is the Comforter, here as shown as that. And the Spirit of Truth also is his name. So this shows what he does for the people of God. He comforts us and he leads us into all truth. The Spirit of Truth, the scripture says. And he also testifies of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he is the one that leads people to the Lord Jesus Christ and helps them to have that revelation that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Saviour for them. He empowers us also to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ as well. He bears witness and he empowers us to be a witness also. So the Lord Jesus Christ has given us the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost, he came down to earth to be amongst the people of God on the day of Pentecost, so that we have the presence of the Lord here with us today. And he works in his people. He works through his people to be witnesses of the Lord Jesus. And he leads us. He leads us into the right way to go in God's sight. He is leading the people of God. Just as he led the children of Israel, if you remember, he led them when they came through in the Exodus out of Egypt. He led them in a pillar of smoke and a pillar of fire. He led them out of Egypt. So he leads us today in our spirit man. He leads us in our spirit man. He leads us so that we are not unsure of things to do in this life, but if we listen to the Lord, we can hear and perceive the leading of the Holy Ghost. And he leads us into all truth because he's called the Spirit of Truth. So he leads us into all truth. Let's have a look in John 16, verses 13 and 14. In John 16, verses 13 and 14. And this is what the Lord Jesus Christ explained to us. He said, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of Truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you." So this shows what the Holy Ghost does. The Lord Jesus Christ was explaining this to us. The Spirit of Truth, he is called, and he guides us into all truth. being the way of God. He guides us into all truth. So if you follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, you can have confidence that you are being led in the way of truth, because he guides us and leads us in all truth. He shall not speak of himself. That's one thing the Holy Ghost does not talk of himself, but he leads people and talks of the Lord Jesus Christ. He teaches people about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he does. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Saviour, and the Holy Ghost, he bears witness of Jesus Christ. So he teaches people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Just as the Lord Jesus Christ was, he was led of the Father by the leading of the Spirit of God. Remember that he said that he does what the Father wants him to do and what the Father instructs him to do. He was led of the Holy Ghost. He was led of the Holy Ghost. So he made it a priority to listen to the Holy Ghost, the leading of the Holy Ghost. So he operated as a Spirit-led man. And we also are Spirit-led people, being led of the Holy Ghost. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. So he leads us. The leading of the Father by the Holy Ghost leads his people, the children of God. And he glorifies the Lord Jesus, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. So he receives the Lord Jesus and shows it unto us. So he shows us things to come. So he leads us into all truth and leads us in the right way and shows us things to come. So he shows us things to come. So let's turn to John 17, verse 17. And with the Spirit of truth, he leads us into all truth. And John 17:17 reveals to us what the truth is. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Sanctify them through thy truth, for thy word is truth." The word of God is truth. It is what truth is, as the definition of truth. Sanctify them, so sanctify the people of God through thy truth, through the word. Thy word is truth. So the word of God, that is truth. The word of God is truth. So he leads us in the word, in the way of the word. So you can know it's the Holy Ghost. He'll always lead in line with the word of God. He won't. It's not the Holy Ghost if something is compelling you to go against the word of God. You know that that's not the Holy Ghost. He always leads in line with the word of God, because he is the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. So he leads in line with the word of God. With the word of God. So sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. God's word is truth. And he guides us in the word and in line with the word of God. Let's go to John 14 now, and let's read verse 26. This is what the scripture says. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So the Holy Ghost, he is the Comforter. The scripture says that he is the Comforter. So he comforts his people in the comfort of godly comfort, the scriptures. He comforts his people with God's comfort. Whom the Father will send in my name. Now the Lord Jesus Christ was saying that, and the Holy Ghost came down on the day of Pentecost. So he has been sent. He shall teach you all things. The Holy Ghost is the teacher. He teaches people how to live in accordance with God's word and how to live in a godly way. In accordance with the word of God. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So the words of God, the words of Jesus, the Holy Ghost brings them to your remembrance. So see how the necessity there of knowing what the word of God says. So it's in you. So the Holy Ghost can bring it to your remembrance. So he brings to your remembrance the word of God. He brings to your remembrance that. He leads you. He shows you things to come. The Holy Ghost leads you by bringing things to your remembrance, telling you things, and guiding you into all truth and showing you things to come. So he does that. Let's read in this same chapter, verses 16 and 17. The scripture says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." So the Comforter is the Holy Ghost. He has been sent to us, to the church. He abides with us. He is the Spirit of truth. And the world cannot receive him. The world cannot receive him because the world has the spiritual head being Satan, the god of this world, the scripture says, with a small g. And it is in darkness and it is in blindness and it follows Satan. The people who dwell in darkness, they follow Satan because Satan is their spiritual lord. Their spiritual lord. And as long as they're there in the kingdom of darkness and being unregenerate and spiritually dead, they cannot know the Spirit of truth. They cannot know him because they are dead in trespasses and sins, the scripture says. They need that change to happen in their inner man, to be born again, so that they can know him. They can know him. But that can't happen until they make a choice to receive Jesus Christ as their Saviour. And for anybody who is dead in trespasses and sins, who genuinely is seeking the Lord, the Holy Ghost will come alongside that person and he will lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Coming alongside that person and revealing things to them about the Lord Jesus Christ. He will even send people to them to give them words that they need to hear about being born again and put them in the right place at the right time. Help them in that way with the purpose to lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ. So, however, if a person is dead in trespasses and sins and they're in no way open to anything of God, they cannot know him. They cannot know him. So the world cannot receive him. The world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And that is true, that when a person is born again, the Holy Ghost, he comes to dwell inside that person's spirit. That's separate to the experience of being baptized in the Holy Ghost, because that is being infilled with the Holy Ghost in a greater measure with the evidence of speaking in tongues. But for the person who is born again, they have the Holy Ghost inside of them. They have the Holy Ghost in them so that they can be led of the Spirit of God because they are born again people. They can be led of the Spirit of God. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Remember, for the born again person, the kingdom of God is within them, in their inner man, where Jesus is Lord and sits on the throne in their inner man. So the Lord Jesus, he is the Lord of the born again person's life, and the Holy Ghost, he is the comforter and leads, and if they are open to it, they can be led by the Holy Ghost in all things. And what does the Holy Ghost lead? What does God lead for his people? Let's go back to the Old Testament now in Psalm 23, verses 2 and 3. Psalm 23, verses 2 and 3. The Word of God says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So we can have confidence and know that God leads us always into good things. That's always in good things. The green pastures, the still waters. He's restoring our soul and leading us in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake. He will never lead us into trouble. He will never lead us into the devil's way. He will never lead us into anything that is contradictory to the word of God. So he only has good things for us, and he leads us in a good path. He leads us in a good way. Into good things. I mentioned earlier that Jesus Christ was led of the Spirit of God. So let's have a look at that. Matthew 4:1. Matthew 4:1 says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. So he was about to go through that temptation, and there was a reason for that. And notice that he was led of the Spirit, led up of the Spirit to do that. He was a Spirit-led man. He was a Spirit-led man. He was led of the Spirit of God. And he is our example. Jesus is our example about how to live. He was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness, where he had victory over the devil. He had victory over the devil. He was led of the Spirit. And if we have a look in Romans 8:14. Let's have a look in Romans 8:14. The scripture says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So who is led by the Spirit of God? The sons of God, us, the children of God. We are led of the Spirit. We are led by the Spirit of God. We can be led by the Spirit of God in all things. He communicates through our inner man, through our spirit man. So we have to be attentive. We need to be attentive to him, to listen to him. So just as Jesus was led up of the Spirit, likewise the Holy Ghost guides us in all things too. So have a confidence and be assured that the Holy Ghost is guiding you. He's guiding us. Now, our free will is to choose whether to obey him or whether not to. But for a Christian, it's the right thing to do, always to follow the leading of God, because you are born again and you have the Lord inside of you. So it's in line with your born again nature to want to do God's will. And if you continue following the Holy Ghost, he will keep you safe. He will keep you on the right path. He will keep you walking in victory. So know that you are led by the Spirit of God. We are led by the Spirit of God. And let's turn over now. Let's go back to Acts 15. Let's go back to Acts 15 now. Back in the Bible. To Acts 15, verses 25 to 29. Here, let's read some things. In Acts 15, verses 25 to 29. The scripture says, now this is what Paul wrote. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you, with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name... Sorry, that wasn't Paul who wrote that. Men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent, therefore, Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well. Fare ye well. What... It's important to note from this is that it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us. So notice that there was the leading of the Holy Ghost, and they followed the leading of the Holy Ghost. Luke followed the guiding of the Holy Ghost. So being Spirit-led involves recognizing what seems right from the Holy Ghost. That's important. Being Spirit-led involves recognizing what seems right to you from God. Notice that. In verse 28, let's look again. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us. So the Holy Ghost leads you. And if you sense that it seems right to you from the Holy Ghost, then you can have confidence that you're being led by the Holy Ghost. Have a look in Luke 1, 3 and 4. Luke 1, 3 and 4. The scripture says, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. So notice that Luke says here, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee. So how did it seem good to him? It seemed good to him by the leading of the Holy Ghost. It seemed good to him to write down these things. And so we have his gospel account. It seemed good to him to do it. He followed the guiding of God, and he wrote his account, the gospel account. And likewise, the Holy Ghost leads us. He leads us. So you've got to be obedient, and you need to be listening and sensitive to the leading of the Holy Ghost. And if it seems right to you, and he confirms it with the word. Remember that the Holy Ghost doesn't lead us into things that are contradictory to God's word, but things that are in line with God's word. And that's important. If you sense the leading of the Holy Ghost, know that he leads you from the inner man. And if it seems right to you in the Lord, if it seems right to you, if it doesn't seem right, then you need to listen and you need to check your heart. Is the Holy Ghost warning me about something? Because you're led by the Spirit of God. We just read that earlier. But if it seems right to you, it seems right to you, you keep going. You follow the leading of the Lord. Follow the leading of the Lord. And Matthew 6, 9 to 13. Let's finish with this. Matthew 6, 9 to 13. The scripture says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So he leads us, and our prayer should be to be led in God's ways. He leads us. He leads us not into temptation, but into the good ways, into the good things. If we remember what we read earlier about Psalm 23, verses 2 and 3, how he leads us in a good way. And many other scriptures tell of the good leading of the Lord, like leading us into a plain path. He leads us in the right way, and we are led by the Spirit of God. So let's be people who follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, who listen and follow what seems good to us from the Holy Ghost, people who check our hearts and check what's in the Word of God and put the Word of God into our hearts so that the Holy Ghost has our faith to work with. Let's be people who are led, people who make an active choice to be led of the Spirit of God. Let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and thank you for the mercy and grace and leading of the Lord. We give you praise and thanksgiving that we are led by the Spirit of God in all things. Thank you, Lord, for the patience and mercy of God. In Jesus' name, amen.